This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boom! Yada! I just gave you the PA yada, didn't I?
I didn't need that.
I pinched your sides.
I did not need the poke in the ribs.
I have not done that. I'll probably see Yadot sometime out here in the next 10 days or so when we're at the fair.
I'm going to HR. You might not make it.
Oh, goody. The fair is about to start. Any chance, Mark Fry, of a nuclear holocaust happening? I don't know. Like a light one. A friendly, reasonable nuclear holocaust.
I'm saying slim to none that's going to happen.
Slim to none.
Not going to happen.
Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Mark Fry, we're here now. And wait a second, why is Mark here? You know, we're about to talk to about the Star Tribune with the publisher and CEO at 105. And their branding. They're trying something different. I consulted a number of top radio professionals in town across the country. And I talked about an idea I had at the start of the show. And you know what they said, Dave?
Mm.
We wouldn't do it.
Really?
We wouldn't take that chance.
Interesting. What idea was that?
We would be afraid. And you know what I said? Too bad. We're going to do it right at the start.
It's time for overrated.
Let's go.
Underrated or properly rated on the Chad Hartman Show.
Not at 105.
Live here on CCO.
Come on, Mark.
Caller text 651. 461-9226.
We're branding.
Come on, join the fun.
That's branding right there. Take that, Star Tribune. Boom, I hit the post, too. We're going to go overrated, underrated, properly rated right at the start. You can't pigeonhole us. You don't know. You know, sometimes you like to have appointment radio. Right, Harrigan?
Yes, you do. Benchmark right. Radio.
Benchmarks. But sometimes we throw you a curve.
Mm-hmm.
We throw – who's a great curveball pitcher?
No, Bert Blyleven.
Well, I was trying to go a little more current than
– Barry Zito?
No one throws the curve anymore,
Walter
Chad.
Walter Johnson?
It's the sweeper.
It's the sweeper. Yeah. We threw in the sweeper right there. So we're going with overrated, underrated, properly rated. And we want your texts, your offerings for overrated, underrated, properly rated. Fry hasn't been here in so long.
No.
Susie's been monopolizing.
I forget how this goes.
Susie's in Chicago. We may check in with Susie 235. Should we check in with her 235?
I heard she's very upset about a water bottle situation. They wouldn't go through security.
Okay, let's get her on a 235 then, because I'd rather spend the entire conversation talking about the water bottle too.
Have her just flaming security down there.
Yes, that would be great. Okay, here's how it works. It's lighthearted stuff. You know, this isn't when we say the Holocaust. Properly rated. You know, it's more lighthearted.
I don't know how to think about that.
You know,
wow.
Murder,
put
underrated. No, exactly. So have some fun. We want you to chime in on the Styles, Financial.com, talk, and text line 651-461-9226. Fry with a very stylish haircut.
Thank you.
Yeah very tight, clean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of us with fairly short summer haircuts. You always have the shortcut. When's the last time you grew out your hair?
Never.
Never?
No, it just grows into a gigantic, furry, white man afro. It's not good.
I would love to
see
that.
I hate
Come
it.
On.
No.
A year without a haircut.
How long would it take for this fro to take place?
Depends. I mean, your definition of fro. I mean, how big do you need it to be for it to be?
Dr. J, late 70s.
It's going to be a while. It's going to be because it's curly. It keeps tight.
All time froze. Because I'm just going to go Hoopers. Artis Gilmore, Darnell Hillman. Who's the guy from the Mod? Link from the Mod Squad. Who's somebody now who has a great?
Well, he's not here with us anymore. Bob Ross, the painter, had a great.
Bob Ross did.
That was all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All-time afros. That's also going to be a part of it. All right, Fry, what do you got for overrated and underrated property? You said you have more underrated.
Kind of like
right?
positive things.
That's
really
fine.
Not negative this week,
sure.
Which is too bad. But I'm going to say underrated, just a weekend full of music here, not just in Minneapolis, but across. And Minneapolis, when there was just the weekend, like, chock full of music, it's hard to beat when there's so many people downtown and there's excitement about just whether it's Metallica or Saturday night show or even tonight at Target Field. It's hard to beat when there's so many people just excited, and it's just refreshing, I think.
I agree. We listen, Minneapolis is many things. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday downtown.
Right.
Right? Mondays and Fridays quiet. It's becoming more and more of a destination downtown. And in the summer, we had a lot of reasons to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you add, what will they have tonight? 30,000? Have they sold this out?
I don't know if they sold it out yet, but they'll do well.
They'll
do very well.
Yeah.
They do better if Journey canceled. That's my guess. So Metallica is 100,000. Yeah, they sold out Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
And that's about 30 or so. So let's say 150,000 people seeing music.
Add a few thousand for a couple Ellen shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ali Wong was at State Theater on Saturday. That was
well, Hozier was in St. Paul.
Yeah.
I think he's underrated for me.
Oh, for sure.
I think he's really,
might
really good.
Might hear him on Song of the Summer.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. All right, very good. I like that, Mark.
Another underrated, bands that just surprise you. I saw quite a few. I went to Metallica last night. And then Saturday night, I went and saw Creed Three Doors Down and Finger Eleven at Treasure Island.
Wow.
And it was amazing. Like, it was really good.
Fingers?
Finger Eleven, Three Doors Down, and Creed.
Okay, I know the first two. Hot, now, Creed. Was Cousins there? Did Cousins leave Atlanta? He gave the song.
But I will say Scott Stapp, the singer of Creed, one interesting fellow.
Yeah. But he brings it in concert.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm told he's over.
Crazy.
Well, I'll just give away one of mine. He's Tim Walls-like. What is happening? I mean, Walls' enthusiasm. Where was that when he was here?
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, it's like an SNL character how enthusiastic he is right now. You know, bravo to you. You're here, and you saw Metallica last night. Can I just get to one of my overrateds? How about our precious little guy, the guy who drags down Jordana? He took the show off because he was at Metallica last night. Sitting right by
you. He may have sat right behind me, next to Ari, not too far.
Did he seem tired?
I don't think so.
What, did he stay for three songs and leave? How long was he there for?
Did he stay for Metallica?
He was there. Can confirm. He stayed for the show.
The whole show?
Yeah. Can confirm.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think about taking the day off for a concert?
I wish I was not here today.
That's a savvy move. Yeah. I like it.
I regretted waking up this morning. Anyways, properly rated my dad's 70th birthday Friday. Oh, got to celebrate
birthday.
With him. And then I got to see my brother-in-law get sworn in as a U.S. citizen last Thursday in St. Paul.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and that was a hell of a process from what it sounds like. So,
is it fairly complicated?
Just the questioning part sounds horrible. Just like about doing the test about like the just things about the country, then the one-on-one interview sounds terrible.
Really?
They go through a bunch of stuff, like it just sounds terrible.
Is he elated, relieved that this is done?
Oh, for sure, yeah. He's happy to be done. And he's lived here for a long time, but just now is sort of the time it's, I think, for him to just get it done with. So
originally from where?
Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, yep.
That's fantastic.
And then one more thing. I just want to thank coworkers. Last week, a surprise baby shower for my wife and I was very nice. So,
how did it work out?
Very good. Yeah, it was very nice. I was not expecting that whatsoever. So,
all right. I'm down September 2nd.
Yeah.
Win the pool. Okay. What can I do to help influence this?
Really nothing.
Okay, I didn't know. I mean, I'm told it's up to like $40,000, too, if you win the pool.
It's right. Good. That's really
very,
good.
Very, very expensive. 16 past 12. You want me to talk K&S? Not yet?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll get to it later.
Good
12:16. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Chime in. 651-461-9226 in 20 minutes. Jesse Ventura on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got it. You're the greatest smart. Summer city in America is the music theme today. I know you think Minneapolis is better.
Were you around this weekend in Minneapolis? Do you want protests or do you want all of the music and comedy you could possibly get?
Oh, yeah. We'd have no protest if we had the convention here.
I'm saying who had a better weekend? Who's going to have a more fun week? All the people in Chicago right now bogged down with convention and protest and unrest. Or us here enjoying a beautiful week leading up to the Minnesota State Fair.
I'd rather be in Chicago. I would rather be. Does that get me out of the fair?
No,
still have to fly back? Okay. All right, Mr. Harrigan, we have a number of texters. Why don't you go and I'll get to texters, and I'll jump in myself.
All right, well, Mark mentioned it. The weekend that was, music continuing tonight, but checking a band off the list. I haven't been to a live show, big show, in 5 years, I think.
Why don't you take your teeth out, too? You and Carter, who are you people?
It's not about bedtime.
I think
it's just
it
is. About it was COVID, and then I just.
What if we
concerts
had more...
aren't at the top of my list? But Saturday night, I did grab a ticket all by myself to go to Green Day, and it was.
How'd you feel about that? The solo concert.
You know, I would have enjoyed it more if I had somebody with me, a buddy that was kind of waffling, and then he said, "Nah, stadium shows just aren't my thing." He's a snob.
Yeah.
So I said, heck with it. I found a very cheap ticket.
He prefers him in his backyard, I take it?
No, he's, I'll go to First Ave with you sometimes. Yeah. I don't like any bands that are going to show up at First Ave. I don't pay close enough attention to the smaller up-and-coming bands. Sorry, I don't know them. I don't have time for
that, too, by the way.
Oh, I'm not saying they don't have good bands. I'm saying I don't pay attention to music enough to know the
up-and-coming. We haven't been to a show in 5 years.
Exactly. But I finally broke the streak. You
was Elvis your last concert? I mean...
No, it was Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats at Surly Outdoor. Thank you very much.
Yes.
That was 2019.
Benny Goodman?
Green Day. I showed up just perfectly as Smashing Pumpkins were starting their set. They were great. Green Day is the one I checked off the bucket list. Unbelievable.
I talked to multiple people who raved about it, just like you.
2 hours, 15 minutes of just non-stop energy and action. And I found a spot where I just... posted up at a drink rail on the main level, kind of behind first base. It was great.
They played two albums, too, didn't they?
Yes.
They
everything.
All the way through Dookie early on and then American Idiot, which is the album that made me fall in love with them 20 years ago.
Amen.
And not that I have any way of proving this, but I think it's in the running for best rock album of the last, we'll call it 20 years since it came out. I think it's that good.
I had Q, and I've haven't had Q for a while, so I couldn't pull it off this weekend. I'm lamenting it because I would have went to either of the shows. I wouldn't go tonight. If I could see five Steve Miller songs and then flee from the building before those other bands start in. But yeah, I would have loved both those shows. So I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Even by myself, it was outstanding. And I didn't split any hashish or anything like Carter did when he goes to a fish show by himself with the guy next to me. Overrated when you're got the grill going on a Sunday night, going to cook up some chicken, some legs and thighs, and you hop inside for just a couple minutes to grab something, and you come outside and the entire grill's on fire. Not great.
No.
Not great.
No.
You have to run, shut everything off. The wife's yelling, "Hey, do we need the fire extinguisher? Get the hose!"
Not good.
Not great. Not great on the chicken last night. Last thing, overrated. I've seen them more now in probably the last month that I think they're becoming more popular. People are rolling off the dealership. The Tesla Cybertruck. This is the most hideous, heinous piece of machinery I've ever seen. My goodness, is
right.
It ugly.
We got the Elon sponsorship. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, let's pay $700,000 for an ugly thing that's got a stainless steel all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm not big on the stainless
steel
car.
It's brutal.
The appliances, yes.
Yes.
Appliances, I mean, if I could drive my oven around, that'd be great. I could cook things right with me.
Have a frozen pizza anytime
that'd be
I want.
Great.
All very good. Let's get to text. So many people are commenting about walls and enthusiasts. What is our theory on that, Fry? You know, I mean, he is gesticulating. His arms are flailing over the. Do we remember any of this in this town?
One time when he was with you at the fair 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When he showed up and brought all his supporters with him and basically conducted a rally.
Yeah, that was a bit of a setup because we had been saying for a while he was avoiding us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Burke had a very testy encounter with Jason. Burke was better with us. Burke was a jerk to Jason, and I like Matt. But he was contentious. I think we had Jensen on. Jensen made more news with us in an interview here on the abortion topic than there. But you're right. All of a sudden, Governor Wall shows. And you know, when any governor shows, you're going to people. I mean, in our little area, there was like 400 people.
Yes.
And it was over the top.
Well, the governor had been on with either the morning show or Adam and Jordana a couple days prior, and a lot of Jensen supporters showed up.
That's right.
Coordinated, and were kind of
That's
giving
right.
him the business, razzing him.
That's right. He put that off the side. I will say this. If you put aside the politics, and again, I'll say again, Harris and Walls are well left of my politics. They just are. His speeches and his delivery and his timing and his jokes, he's better. He's better on the national scene than he was here.
Yeah.
He really is. Now, I'm not saying that means you have to vote for him. Because, you know, like when Trump first started, you said, wow. This guy's pulling something off, too. I'm just talking about capturing the crowd in mm-hmm. front of himself. Walls right now is the best of the four of them. McDonald goes on for 18 hours. So, I mean, just you know, just climb into bed. No need to drive your oven. You could cook food in foil packets on top of your engine while driving. I've seen it done. Should I do that? Just put it underneath the engine? The Beatles broke up. Why would Harrigan go to a concert? A lot of people on the state fair are debating underrated, overrated. Properly rated the word buffoonery. Yes. Let's see. Underrated, smoking a little legalized THC and finding your old yearbook photos from Saturday. Pages that are looking at the pictures and reading what people wrote and laughing until you cry and then pee your pants, literally.
It's a full weekend right there.
That is. Yeah. That is. Quick yearbook story for me. I literally had to close my yearbook. Somebody would remember this. We had a huge flood in this state, 86, 87, something like that. And we were at the place out east, and the Golden Valley House, Bassett Creek right behind us. That house really doesn't have much of Bassett Creek behind it anymore. But our basement was getting flooded. My sister drove over. And she goes, what do you want me to save? I go, because, again, I'm living at ASU. I spend the summers. I'm like, I don't remember. Just look for things that might be memorable and save them. She ends up saving clothes from when I was in fourth grade. And all these personal belongings just got ruined, including the yearbook. She's like, I saved this little vest you used to wear when you were in third grade.
Does it still fit?
I'm like, great, thanks.
Right on.
A little sailor suit I wore when I was
exactly.
two.
Exactly. Underrated. Frothy cold milk with mini donuts at the state fair. No cookie empire for me. Yeah, well, you know our stand. And Sweet Martha's. They're just fine. They're not bad.
They're a good cookie.
Yeah.
They're fine. It's just people go way over the top. Okay, I'll go fast because we've got Jesse here in a couple minutes. I heard, I forget the individual's title and name, with Jordana talking about the trip. We're going to have Steve Grove, the publisher and CEO, about 35 minutes. The phrase, the proof is in the pudding. Why would we ever put the proof in the pudding? Anyway, Harrigan, of all places for you to place your proof, the tapioca pudding, is that really where you want to place
it? Don't. Tapioca. Don't ever eat tapioca.
It's gross.
It's terrible. That makes me think of Denny. Proof is in the pudding.
These folks who claim they're body language experts, all three of us could be body language experts.
Right.
There's a story. I go to the Daily Mail for amusement, and they're showing Affleck and Jennifer Garner, one of their kids, either is going to college, graduating high school, excuse me, and the body language expert is trying to tell us what Jennifer's saying. Who are these people? Let's get a side gig as a body language expert. Went to Barbette for the first time in a while in Uptown. Excellent. I'm already tired of the endless Dion commercials.
Coach Prime.
Yeah, Coach Prime to you.
Coach Prime, get out of here. And on the weird scale, of course, I'm coughing in this room. The J.D. Vance supporters who showed up claiming they're carrying his semen because he had his kids naturally and Tim Walz had to go through IVF. This was all over Twitter. What is wrong with you people? Honestly, I get weird jokes. I got it. But the idea that there's something wrong with Tim Walz and his wife, Gwen, because they had a kid through IVF. Are you that insulting? Are you that callous? If you want to say Walz is a lefty and gesticulating too much, but you're going to belittle someone because something medically happened and who it happened to is none of my damn business. But there are millions, and I'm looking at somebody right now who went through IVF. And it is not easy to make fun of somebody like that. I mean, what do you want to say? Just awful, despicable.
Yes, it's piggish, buffoonish, gross behavior. That's all.
Tremendously terrible. Jesse Ventura, compelling radio every time. The former governor, seconds away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.